"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Well, can't you feel it? It's a new era. We have a new mayor in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And sure enough, she went to the Emergency Operations Center today and declared an emergency.
All right. It's officially a state of emergency?
It is.
Okay. And so then what happened?
Well, I guess the council has to approve it.
Uh-huh. So nothing happened?
No.
No? No Blue Ribbon Commission?
Oh, you mean you want the homeless cleaned up an hour after she made the announcement? Is that what's supposed to happen with the announcement?
Yes. An emergency, right? When there's an emergency and you see sirens going by and lights flashing, right? And
right, everybody's at battle stations,
right?
Yes.
And then they show up, and if there's a fire, the firemen, what do they do immediately? They don't hold a roundtable discussion. There's no Blue Ribbon panel. They jump out with the hoses. They start.
It's all
spraying.
About action. You
That's
are right.
Right. All right. If there's a guy lying on the floor, just had a heart attack. He's grasping his chest, going, what do they do? Paramedics jump right away, start pounding his chest. They get the defibrillator out. And they try to revive him. Well, nothing.
No, she held up the proclamation. It was like a little booklet.
Oh, held up the proclamation.
The
Wow, cool.
The emergency declaration.
Look at this.
It's
my first emergency proclamation, everyone.
And she proudly held it up. It was a big media event. And,
Oh, did all the photographers start snapping photos?
Oh, yeah. New mayor, new day, new proclamation.
New proclamation. State of emergency.
The emergency declaration is being held up for the cameras. There it is.
Okay.
Now go outside. You won't see another vagrant. That's it. Make them go away with a wave of my hand. Piece of paper. I mean, honestly.
I miss Garcetti.
She'll have the ability to more quickly dispense money. There you go, to providers. Oh,
really?
The homeless industrial complex will speed up.
They haven't dispensed it quickly enough yet.
And to the providers who do the outreach work to homeless people. Yeah, that's proved successful.
Yeah, outreach. Yeah, outreach is a winner, boy. You just walk up to them and go, would you like to go to a shelter? I want to go to an MRFer shelter. Okay, I'm sorry I bothered you.
You made more sense than many of them do. I actually understood your response.
Yeah.
We can approve the master leasing of buildings and cut through the regulatory and permitting processes.
Okay.
Woohoo! No one ever thought of that before.
Right. I heard Garcetti say that for 9.5 years. Yes, we've got to cut through the regulations.
That's right.
Yes,
get this housing built.
They're your regulations, you bonehead. I couldn't believe it when he used to complain how hard it was to build something. Oh, there's just so many regulations, so much red tape. That's yours.
Now, him and the county and the state all piled on top of each other. The one thing she did tell the Times editorial board, then she's not going to commandeer property to provide housing. Remember that idea Mike Bonin loved to take the hotels away?
Oh, yeah. No, so she's
I won't do that because you're going to end up tied up in court forever.
Oh, so she's not going to... Is that the only reason? Like, she would like to commandeer
it? Maybe. That's all she said. That's her quote.
It would be tied up...
I'm looking for the quickest way to do this, and she thinks that'll just end up tied up in the courts if she tries to take buildings like hotels away.
Do you know why it would be tied up in court? It's called the Constitution! Because in America, we're free to own property!
Here's the best sentence in this story, the El Segundo Times. It's unclear how much this emergency declaration would cost if passed, or how many units of interim housing BASS plans to create immediately.
She doesn't know.
Of course not.
It's just an emergency declaration.
But it does have a name.
Oh, this should be good. What?
The whole thing has it. You ready for the name?
Yeah.
It is Inside Safe. That's what the whole thing is called.
Inside Safe?
Yes. The effort is called Inside Safe. The emergency declaration is part of the effort she's calling Inside Safe.
Who came up with that?
That's one of her brilliant new staffers.
No, that's a dud.
She had...
No, that's just a dud. What was it? Doesn't mean anything.
Sounds like it's missing a word.
Right.
Inside is safe?
It should spell out some stupid acronym, right?
Now she's promising to get people off the streets, and apparently she's going to start with some of the worst encampments where the RVs are all parked. That's what she's claiming.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I saw some.
Oh, and she met with general managers of city departments and challenged them to bring her solutions.
Wait, the same crowd that hasn't had solutions for the last 10 years?
And all the holdovers from the Garcetti administration, because she's not replacing anybody right now.
All you Garcetti people, I challenge you to bring solutions.
And just sit there and stare at her.
Eh?
I'm in the emergency operations center, and this will happen now. Here, I'm holding this up. See this booklet?
See this proclamation?
Proclamation, right.
Look at this proclamation.
Are we just being jaundiced? Can't we give this lady a chance?
No.
No.
No, no chance. I'm pissed off that she's mayor. I didn't want her to be mayor. I think she's going to be a disaster. I think she's going to be all show. It's all going to be cheap headlines and photo ops, just like Garcetti. So,
yeah, she might be too nice, too.
Yeah, she is going to. Yeah, she's going to be ineffective.
I think so.
I got it. Well, I can go into a bunch of stories about the Tracy Park swearing in that I went to. But the one thing I'll tell you right now is Villaraigosa was there. I guess he was friends with Tracy Park.
He did endorse her. I do remember reading that.
Yeah. And he gave a short speech before he swore her in. And he said, he goes, I got to say, what the hell happened to the city?
Come on, let's go.
He goes, I'm looking around. I don't know what the hell happened. Which for some reason just cracked me up.
Yeah.
It was almost like somebody shook him out of bed. It's like, Antonio, look outside. What the hell happened out here?
No, he said that a couple of years ago. Yeah. That Garcetti City is just dirty. And I was like, he used the old emperor has no clothes kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, he seemed truly offended. I mean, we've certainly beat him over the head for a long time, but he actually gave a pretty good speech.
I'm going to affiliate with a think tank to kind of rethink what I think.
Thanks, John. You opened up this box.
No,
here goes Eric now with 50 million of these.
I haven't heard most of these in a few years.
We played Jingle Bells on Friday.
Oh, I know. In fact, the whole time he was talking, that's all I could think of. I was going, But he didn't do the uh-uhs in this speech because, you know, he was speaking from the heart. He really had an attitude of, I don't know what the hell's going on in this city. Like, it really, really came naturally out of him. I'm thinking, wow, this is a more effective version of Tony Villar than the old.
Well, there's
boom.
Also now, there's just the stupid chaos, like it's a sideshow, but it's becoming the thing that everybody's covering is just the whole thing with the city council. And now, of course, what happened Friday night with Kevin Leon fighting an activist. Who, by the way, I mentioned that guy on the show Friday. Jason Reedy is the guy that had the baby strapped to his chest. He was screaming. There's not too many of these people. That's why it's not a big coincidence. It's just there's so few of them. And he's already confronted De Leon before.
It's the same people. Because after one of the demonstrations, I started looking on Twitter, the names of these people and their organizations and then the websites. And then I started paying attention and they were showing up at every dispute, whether it was a candidate's debate for mayor. When Joe Buscaino was speaking out about homelessness.
Well, Reedy is an organizer with the People City Council. We've heard of that one before.
Yeah.
They're like their own shadow government, right?
Right. And somebody's funding them. And most of these sites have donate buttons. And they'll even mention how they're being funded. So they've got money, and this is what these guys do all day. They show up with babies strapped to their chests, and that is a coward move, right? Because he knows he's going to engage in some risky behavior, and he's hoping nobody's going to push back because he's got the baby on his chest.
Well, he didn't have the baby on his chest when he confronted De Leon
at the Christmas event. It's the kind of thing they do.
It was at the city council. There's a picture in the Times of him with the baby. It's a five-month-old just strapped there.
Remember years ago, who is that... pain in the neck down in Orange County, who brought his little kid to one of our outdoor rallies.
Oh, and we confronted Luke Correa?
Yeah, Luke Correa. Luke Correa did that.
The guy you almost fought with, yeah.
Yeah, because he had his little kid, and he was using the little kid as a shield to try to keep me away.
He became a congressman. Is he still? I think he might still be.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you there's a couple of funny things about the Kevin De Leon event that broke out Friday night. The chaos, a scuffle, the fracas between he and an activist. We got a story to play. Then John will talk about attending the Tracy Park swearing-in. That's the woman that's replacing boneheaded Bonin, Mike Bonin, on the L.A. City Council. We'll have more later in the show on Bass's homelessness state of emergency declaration. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Oh, look, the guy who is no way, no how running for president went to the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona today. Have any guess who that is?
Newsom?
He did, yes. Governor Gavin Newsom has left the state. The governor is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border to discuss immigration reform. Uh-huh. And the Newsom administration's commitment to supporting immigrant communities and the border region. Boy, is that a lot of pap and nothing. The governor will return to California later today. No, there you go. Not running for president.
Not running for president. Right.
All right.
And he doesn't lie.
Friday, of course, the big chaos was that Kevin Leon, the disgraced city council member, returned to the LA City Council meeting. The protesters who've still been showing up demanding that he resign, of course, this was something they had hoped for and waited for, and they screamed and yelled, and eventually there was a recess, and when everything was back in order, Leon had left. So later in the night, he shows up at a Christmas, a tree lighting celebration in Lincoln Park. Parents took videos of their daughters performing in pink tutus inside the auditorium. Children played in a snow pit outside. A DJ played Christmas is Here. On stage, the council member wore a Santa hat and was handing out gifts to children when, in come the activists, led by Jason Reedy, a stay-at-home dad and organizer with the People's Council.
A stay-at-home dad.
That's why he had the child strapped to his chest on Friday.
Because he's a paid protester. That's why he can stay at home for his kid. He makes a lot of money running this racket of yelling at politicians.
So basically it becomes cat and mouse as Leon apparently tries to run away and Reedy chases him. And eventually there's pushing and shoving and Leon loses his Santa hat. Here is a story because apparently there's different video coming out like every hour or two. A lot of people whipped out their phones to catch this. ABC7's Leanne Suter reporting on this one. Cut through.
The LAPD is now investigating the fight between LA City Councilman Kevin De Leon and a community activist. Both men claiming the other started the altercation, much of which was captured on camera. Today, we're getting a look at more of that fight.
Look at Kevin.
What are you doing?
Don't touch us, Kevin.
Hey, 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 hey. The two men coming to blows in front of dozens of children and parents at a toy giveaway and Christmas tree lighting in Lincoln Heights last night. De Leon has been under intense pressure to resign since audio was leaked of an October conversation about redistricting that included racial slurs and blunt talk of political power grabs. Now, at the beginning of that extended video that we're seeing, you can see the altercation there. You can see activist Jason Reedy confronting De Leon. The councilman says several community members were trying to escort him out of the event after a group of activists had surrounded him. When they reached the doorway, the two men ended up in a physical altercation. De Leon says Reedy was the one who instigated the violence.
When he headbutted me is when I grabbed him, and I grabbed him, and I put him on the table. I held him on the table there for maybe 5 to 10 seconds. Then at that moment, I let him go. Another melee ensued. He turned a corner. He threw a punch at me, a full-blown punch, hit me right in the face, threw a second punch at me, missed me.
Reedy's attorney says the video shows a much different story than what De Leon claims. Shakir Rahman says it was the councilman who turned things violent, calling him a disgrace, saying in a statement, quote, video footage clearly shows him and his supporters initiating this assault while Mr. Reedy stands with his hands up. Not only has Kevin De Leon lost all political legitimacy, his claims that he was the one who attacked here simply underscores how he's lost touch with reality. Both men now filing assault allegations against the other. That video, certainly, of the altercation is going to be a key part of the LAPD's investigation into exactly what happened.
All right. Well, jail them both. I mean, you're going to show up at a kids' event. I hate to sound like the LA Times editorial board, but if you want this guy removed, do it with the recall or the next election. Don't run around jumping in his face and demanding he resign.
Except Reedy doesn't live in the district. He doesn't have a say.
He does not have a say. But there is a recall effort. He could help organize it. He could get involved with the people collecting signatures. He could do something else besides chasing after De Leon and jumping in his face and saying, you're a racist, resign.
It's street theater. He's a punk activist.
This is how people they feel important this
way. That's right. He's performing. And to me, it looked like Reedy bumped De Leon's head.
Yeah, did it?
Okay. That's what I thought. And then after that, De Leon threw him onto the table. And I was rooting for De Leon by the end of it.
I think you kind of have to here because really,
these activists,
this is mob rule.
Yeah, right.
And this mob, if De Leon were to resign after this, this mob thinks it's going to get its way with everything that it wants. Get out of here.
Because this goon, Reedy, was standing up straight. He was right in De Leon's face, standing up straight, blocking him. And I'm thinking, well, what's a guy supposed to do? He again at a Christmas event.
He did.
Event.
Right. He tried to withdraw and get away, and they just kept chasing him, and blocking him.
So he did. Right. He did bump heads.
He eventually got cornered.
And I love the instant lies, you know, put out by the press weasels for this group, and so they say the opposite of what I saw with my own eyes. It's like, nice try, but I saw it with my own eyes. You don't have to tell me what the alternate version was, but this is the world we're in now.
Well, listen to what Sharon Kwok, Q-U-O-C-K. A member of another activist group, J-Town Action and Solidarity. She said she, Reedy, and three other activists decided to show up because the normal channels of public comment and protest by broad segments of the population haven't led to his resignation.
He doesn't have to resign. What's wrong with you?
Not.
He's not going to.
And I don't know where this broad segments of the population comes from. But
It's just public relations phrasing, that's all.
No, you want to hear something from the real world in this story? The DJ at this event, his name is Alex Ochoa.
Yes.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes.
He grew up in Lincoln Heights, but he admitted he was DJing when a group of five people walked in and yelled at De Leon, you're a racist. He said he doesn't watch the news. He was not aware of the whole leaked audio controversy, so he had no idea what they were.
He's in a better place.
To me, that's the real world.
Yeah, there you go. It's like, what audio?
That's right.
What's this about?
Story? You know, a lot of people don't watch local news. They don't read any local news.
No.
They look at Twitter.
Clearly.
They look at social media feeds, and they don't give this stuff a lot of attention.
No.
Whatever they give attention to is either celebrity news or some sort of world news. So
Ask him about a Kardashian. He'll know that. He doesn't know about some political scandal. Politics?
The media is trying to analyze this to determine, who should be charged here. The video does not capture the thrust or the headbutt. DeLeon claims that he thrusted his pelvis into me.
Oh,
I know. How was that? Elvis, yeah.
Thrusted
and then headbutted me on the forehead.
I saw the headbutt. I don't know what people are talking about. It's clear that Reedy bumped heads.
Oh, Reedy's side is saying they both headbutted each other.
Well, when you butt someone's head, both heads are going to hit.
I mean, but you make the action of pushing or leaning your head out to hit somebody.
Yeah, Reedy did it to De Leon.
Wow, it's a mess. But he shouldn't be forced to resign just because a mob chases him and says you need to resign. That's his decision.
Who the hell are you?
Get a recall going, and then you can get rid of him that way, or vote him out in 24.
No, this is that cancellation board has shown up, and it's like, I'm sorry, your career is over. You're no longer getting paid. You no longer have a position because we say so. Who the hell are you? Well, you know, what sewer did you trolls crawl out of? Nobody asked you. You don't get a say.
And now LAPD has to look in. They both filed police reports alleging that they were battered by the other.
Probably nothing's going to come of it.
I would think not. What is it? Does it make any difference?
But Reedy followed because De Leon was trying to get out of the main room into a back room. He opened a door and Reedy followed him in. He was clearly the aggressor the whole way.
Right.
He should go home. Why isn't he reading stories to his kid? Why aren't they watching Charlie Brown's Christmas with his child? What is he doing? Chasing a dirtbag like De Leon. If De Leon's constituents, you know, the 8 people who vote there, want him out, they'll vote him out. And if they don't, then you got to live with it. Suck
All
on.
Right. When we, what was that? Oh, okay.
Why?
This is not going to repeat that. It was one last little line you threw in there. Stunned me. When we come back, John was there. What is this? Loyola Marymount University?
Yes.
The swearing in of the newly elected council member, Tracy Park. Protesters showed up there too, had to be removed by police. John was there. So was Tony Villar. It was very exciting.
I saw the chaos right in front of me.
All right, we have some of that audio to play.
I ran from the chaos.
And then we missed it on Friday, but we have the audio. One of the outgoing city council members, so fed up with the activists, the protesters, dropped the F-bomb in his exit speech.
There you go.
The chin bag fights back.
Everyone's falling apart here.
This is great. This is great. You like chaos,
yes.
Don't you?
No. This weekend was beautiful.
More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
It is day one of the emergency declaration against homelessness by Karen Bass, and we are waiting to see what action, what has changed today.
She signed a document. That's the beginning.
Right. She signed the document, and if anything else happens, we will tell you immediately. We have team coverage, wall-to-wall coverage of day one of the emergency declaration.
Well, remember, Rick Caruso said the same thing. He was going to declare a state of emergency. They were both saying that. Do you think his state of emergency would be different if he was mayor?
Yes, he would have had homeless off the streets already. At least 5 guys he would have taken out. He would have carried him out himself.
So, did you bring any bubbly? Because it's the end of Mike Bonin, although there's a part of me. The way this is unfolding. And next hour, we're going to talk about Gil Cedillo. Gil Cedillo is off the LA City Council. He was beaten in the election, so he doesn't have to resign. He was also on that leaked audio, making those comments, along with Kevin De Leon and Nuri Martinez. And when he was in the legislature, oh, man, did he bug us with, you know, we called them 1 Bill Gill, 2 Bill Gill, because every year he was in there with driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. So we had a long history going back with that hack. But I don't know. I'm calling them the old guard now because, I think what we're going to see, I mean, as much as we despise Bonin and Cedillo.
Well, no, these are communists coming in to replace them.
these are like the activists you see at the... Yeah. They want De Leon to resign.
Yeah.
They believe everything should be free. Free rent, free metro, free everything.
No private ownership of homes or apartment buildings.
Any wealth you accumulate belongs to everyone.
Right. You give your money away, and you give any property you have away.
And right now, people listening are probably laughing, thinking, oh, Johnny Ken, like they always do, they're exaggerating.
Oh, no.
When do you see what this crowd introduces?
Yeah. When they come for your home, don't call us. We warned you.
So John attended the swearing-in of Mike Bonin's replacement. Tracy Park is her name. Of course, we had her on our voter guide, and she did win that election over a man that named Aaron Darling, who Mike Bonin wanted to replace him and was kind of the same ilk.
Yeah. But, Bonin gave birth to Aaron Darling. But Tracy Park, if you don't know who she is shockingly centrist for the L.A. City Council.
I mean, that's not so fashionable anymore.
No, I mean, she really is startling. And she held it at LMU at one of their in one of the buildings, and it was a big room where I guess they have events. Hundreds of people were there, at least, you know, 200
John Cobalt was invited.
Well, it was an invitation-only thing.
Yeah, and, you got invited.
Yeah, well, she was media, you know. She'd been on the show a couple of times. I had met her before she even announced at another event, and she said she was going to run, and we had a talk for a while. And she actually is campaigning door-to-door, and the doorbell rang one day. My wife answered. My wife ended up talking to her for a long while. So she really, really worked hard. Going from house to house, selling herself.
Now, her background, she's an attorney, right?
She's an attorney, municipal law, yeah.
Municipal law. Okay.
So they had an event, and I think one of his, her main campaign workers emceed, and there was a series of speakers, including the new city attorney, her employer, one of the partners, I guess, at the law firm, came and talked about her. And then Villaraigosa was there. To say what the hell happened to the city, and Villaraigosa was swearing her in. So he spoke, then he swore her in, and then she spoke. Now this was a big room. It's like a almost like a gigantic cafeteria. It was wide and flat, and like low. The ceilings were low. And my wife and I, we came in, and just by chance. Tracy was right there at the entrance. She was just talking to somebody. So we met her right up front, and it was so crowded. My wife's still a little spooked about COVID, so we just hung on the outside near the door. There was good airflow there. Also, good.
Oh, wow.
As it turned out, good exit opportunity.
Deborah Mark, yeah, he's married to one of those. Right.
Well, you're like this, too.
Good airflow by the door.
No, I'm not that well. Yeah,
were there masks? Yeah. Were there masked attendees at all?
Well,
no.
Well, okay. Just a couple.
Surprise!
Yeah, it was like 95% was unmasked, which I was surprised, right? And yeah. and the thing is, the crowd was younger and more enthusiastic. There was a lot of energy in the room, and they were really thrilled with her. And it's just not. Well, I went to two of Bonin's appearances while he was councilman, and one of them was in someone's home, friend of ours, and it was 40 zombie people, right? Old, gray. And then we went to a synagogue where there was about 200 people, and everybody showed up there for the cookies afterwards. Everybody was deadly quiet, looked glazed over, disconnected, old, tired, bored. This was entirely different. The whole different crowd woke up after enduring Bonin for this last term. So anyway, she goes up there to speak. And she's talking for a few minutes, and suddenly this high-pitched squeal comes from the other side of the room. Sounded like a cat had gotten trapped in a washer-dryer. I mean, just squealing. And everybody starts buzzing and murmuring. And then I saw on the video later what happened, right? It was this. In fact, play clip number one, all right? And this was the woman. She was the first protester there.
And you defend the N-word! You are an N-word! You're a racist! That's what I'm doing! I'm going towards the door! I'm going for the door!
This way. So they're hustling her out.
Well, she's an N-word defender. You know that, right? She's defended the N-word purposefully. Like, she chooses to do this.
Through the door.
I'm going to the door.
Yeah, socialist Democrat.
Go to your mommy's house.
There you go.
Go to your mommy's house.
Do we know who that woman was? She with the group or just her own crazy?
No, there was
an N-word defender.
An N-word defender.
What's the story on that? Is there anything to that, or is it just made up?
Erin Darling was running commercials on this because Tracy Park represented a lot of people, and it was some city worker who was involved in a lawsuit. And there were accusations against him, and she was defending him.
And that was one of the accusations must be he used the N-word.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So Erin Darling turned that into Tracy Park is an N-word defender.
Oh, that's really inside. Okay, I missed that whole story. Right? Yeah, well, I didn't see any of his commercials.
Because it doesn't affect anyone's life. Exactly. So she starts squealing.
Yeah, I'm reading there was at least five of them, right? Five protesters?
There were five of them. And at one point, Tracy in her speech said there's five of them. So they had advance word. And I think they were following around certain people. Because they knew they were planted around like grenades dispersed through the crowd. And it was a timed release. She would go off first and start squealing. Everybody would be a big hubbub. They'd escort her out. And then a minute or two later, another one would go off. And then a few minutes after that, another one would go off. Well, after that person started to squeal, my wife backed out of the room and just was standing in the big wide hallway outside.
Yeah.
Now she's talking, and here's like a big guy, and he goes lurching toward, very purposefully, towards the stage, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't like the look of this guy at all, because he looked like when he got to his destination, something bad was going to happen.
Right.
But he was cut off, and they dragged him out the door. Meantime, I decided, you know what? I'm getting out. My wife is already halfway down the hall. She's like, because she used to be a TV reporter, and she goes, when I get that feeling, something bad's going to happen. She goes, I just bolt. And I said, you know what? I think you're right. I'm bolting too. Well, all right. So now the first squealing woman is in the hallway. It's a long, wide corridor. They're taking her out. Then they're taking the big guy out, right? And then a third one, I guess, went off, and they're now dragging her out. And one of the third or fourth one, somebody in the Tracy Park crowd, big, burly guy, he physically, there's video of this, but the audio, you can't figure out what's happening. He shoved this little woman out. They were all like little whiny women squealing. And this guy was twice her size. He looked like a bear, and he's pushing and pushing her and pushing her right out the door. Now the crowd's getting into it. Well, first woman comes out, then the guy, then the second woman comes out, and there's a commotion around each one of them. And my wife and I, we hid behind a pillar because I said, look, if there are gunshots, the shots are going to bounce off the floor or off the wall or something, because everything was cement. I said, let's stay behind here until they pass. And then when they passed, we went for the elevators, got into the parking garage, and got out of there. And then a fourth one came out, and then the fifth one came out. And it's like, ay, ay, ay. I'm not going to these things anymore. I mean, this is just, people are crazy. Between that, what happened with De Leon, and then I remember earlier this year, Bush Gaiano was doing a campaign appearance in Venice. Remember the woman with the knife?
Yeah,
who was right up front? These activists are completely deranged. They're mentally unstable. Yeah, we're just one step short from something really tragic happening.
Well, we have another clip. Let's play cut two. See what's in this noise. Get out of here, boo. Now, these five were all connected to each other, or do you think they were all just separate?
I think they were all connected. I think just the whole thing was choreographed.
It was set up.
Yeah, because they all waited. They waited a few minutes in between each. They wanted to disrupt the entire speech. So they go one at a time. And you know what I noticed when I walked in? You know, you get a little inkling sometimes, a little instinct. When I walked in, we had tickets. We got an invitation, and we had tickets with a barcode on our phones, but nobody was reading the barcode. And I thought, oh, wow, that means anybody can walk in here. Because I remember when I went to the Fox 11 debate for Caruso and Bass and then Villanueva and Luna, you couldn't get into that thing without an invitation and an ID card, and they did they checked to make sure you were who you were. In fact, I couldn't get in at first. I mean, it was really tight, and they had no disruptions. And I think that was the only mayoral debate without a disruption, because Fox and Levin was going to televise that live, and they didn't want any nonsense. So they sealed it off. This wasn't that way, and I thought, oh, wow, anybody can walk in here. It's like I knew something was going to happen, right? Because that's the way the whole year has been. Every time there's been a public event, there's been people screaming and creating mayhem.
All right, when we come back, we'll play you one outgoing city council member who did have a pretty emotional moment. He drops the F-bomb, and it's kind of got to do with what we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
We're getting more and more civilized.
Ahead at 3 o'clock, Steve Gregory will join us, the embattled outgoing City Council member Gil Cedillo apparently did release a statement today to explain why he did not resign. He waited for his term to run out. He is one of the three on the infamous leaked recording. That was the conversation they were having at the L.A. County Federation of Labor offices. That was Kevin De Leon, Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and the Labor Federation president, Ron Herrera. And we spent a lot of time talking about De Leon because he won't quit. And then, of course, he got into that shoving match.
And Cedillo on Friday night really didn't say anything. He's just...
I don't know that he did. Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm just looking through the recaps of the stories, and, you know, his big sin was he didn't speak up and stop it. He didn't stand up and leave the room and show his disapproval.
Yeah. Now, Lee, something to say about what was the real conversation that was going on there, which is about redistricting and how this little Latino caucus was frustrated in that they're half the city's population, but much less than that percentage-wise on the L.A. City Council. So we'll talk to Steve at 3:05 on the John and Ken show. One of the other council people that's leaving is the chin bag. We threw the chin bag into the dumpster on Friday. That's Paul Koretz, longtime city council member. And we call him that because he's got like this big blocky head with a fat roll of fat hanging down underneath his chin.
He's got that.
I talk like this.
It's like an old frog, right? You know how frogs have a big you know, waddle underneath their jaw.
He was not beaten. He was termed out. He tried to become LA City Controller, but he lost that race. So he's done with government for now. I forgot. His replacement is Yaroslavsky II. Zev Yaroslavsky's daughter.
Yeah, right.
Katie Young Yaroslavsky takes over the seat.
Great. You know what?
I don't know what her politics are going to be, but...
That never occurred to me that when the old guard of losers and hacks... Either died or were termed out, that all their kids would start running. It's like, oh, man.
That's true. It's true in sports and acting. You often see the kids want that job,
it's
too.
It's like same genetics over and over again.
We have a portion of his farewell speech. And, of course, what had been going on Friday was, you know, the Kevin De Leon showed up, so they had to shut down the L.A. City Council meeting because the protesters were screaming and yelling and at him to resign. And it's been going on since this story broke. I think it was in October, wasn't it, with the leaked audio? It was like 2 or 3 months ago.
I know. Nobody can quit this one.
So the chin bag is fed up with all of this, particularly that they're coming in there and the mob is screaming this and that. Here's part of what he had to say.
So I would just say, lastly, to the disruptors and protesters who've done their best to make it difficult for us to do our work in the last 2.5 years, in their own words, I yield the rest of my time and you.
Now, there's a context to that.
Yes.
Apparently, some activist used that phrase some weeks ago. I yield the rest of my time and F you, saying it to the whole council. And people thought that was hilarious, and it went viral online, and it became a catchphrase now among this crowd. So Koretz decided to
use that as a way to get back at the I don't know what the future of this city council is because
they should disband.
Maybe maybe they're getting the people that they want though with these communist Democrat socialists coming on. And now they have a seat at the table for this far out there politics.
Communists are coming in. You know what's going to happen is the rich people who the communists want to loot are just going to move out and get out of here before they come for your money. You ought to be. That's why you people on the West Side, you go in with Tracy Park. That's a good step in the right direction, because if you keep empowering the communists, they're coming for your money. So that the West Side rich people, they're the ones who finance the whole city, and they want your money bad. So You'd be smart and, you'd be smart and either leave or maybe put up a border fence.
Well, we've kind of been watching this happen in slow motion for years now. And, of course, for a while, the only one that was espousing this type of talk was like Bernie Sanders. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a proud socialist. That's the idea. The government takes all the money and they figure out how to distribute it fairly and evenly to all the people, right?
Right.
Now, the communists go further. They take away the private property. They take away a lot of things.
That's the thing. He was just a plain old...
The socialist does heavily tax and grab all the money they can from you in order to spend it on their favorite program.
Yeah, he was just a plain old socialist, wanted to redistribute wealth. The communists are coming in, and they want to own what you own. They want to take your house, your apartment building, your business, and they'll decide what to do with it. And they'll decide who lives there.
Right, because they've looked at decades now of high taxes, and oh my God, in California, where do you find higher taxes? And still see the problems that they don't like with the homeless and the poor.
Because the
they think you probably have to go further. The government has to start taking things over. I mean, we were just talking about this last week, where they're discussing up in Sacramento, this windfall profits tax on the oil companies, and we're going to determine, you know, whether or not they're making too much money. We're going to determine,
that
the government's going to figure out what is fair and just
and the
right amount.
That is the communist philosophy. It is. You go look it up. You don't have to believe us. You go on Google and start reading about it. Read about Karl Marx.
Right.
And read about when Lenin in Russia implemented Marxism. And you will see it's very similar to what's going on in California, very similar to what they want to do in Los Angeles. There's really only two ways to run a civilization. Either you let people have their freedom and let the freedom create the wealth. And
yes,
it's like a rising tide lifts all boats, right?
It's all about incentive and motivation.
Or the government gathers everything of value, all the assets, and then divvies out proportionally who they think deserves to be helped.
Exactly.
Now, they've tried it that way a number of times. It always ends up being a disaster. And what happens is the people in government who have control of all the assets, they have control of the money, the accounts, the homes, the buildings, the businesses. Well, they get corrupted by it, right? You remember in the old Soviet Union, whoever was, whoever the leader was, whoever was the premier, he had great homes and apartments, lavish vacation homes. And all the people working in drudgery in dangerous factories were living in 2x4 shoe boxes. Everybody had the same shoe box. They never, ever got the money. They never got their share. He did. The Soviet premier did.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Steve Gregory. Gil Cedillo finally releases a statement. He's one of the three city council members who was on that leaked audio, and he wasn't resigning either, but his term actually ended. He got beat in his re-election effort. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.